Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones, and I am an author, teacher, speaker, seminar leader of the Silver Method, the Prime Directive, and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive, and I want to show you that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you want. When we're on air, please feel free to call in at 347-838-8437 to join into the conversation. When we're not, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. Thank you for being here today, and let's go on with our program.
Yeah, let's go on with our program. Good morning, good morning. It is Monday morning. This is December the 28th, 2015, and it is the last show for 2015. Boy, this year, I tell you, it seems like it just got started. No, I'm not going to say that, because so many things have happened with me this year, and I'm sure there are a lot of things that happen with you. Some are fantastic and great, and some not so great, but we're here. We're here getting ready to move into the year 2016 and getting ready to just, I'll say, get ready to knock it out of the park. How's that? The idea that many, let me say, many cultures find different ways to celebrate the new year. And here in the United States, it's done multiple ways. Some people stay at home and watch, you know, Dick Clark's Rock and Eat, if it's still on the air. I don't do that anymore. I used to do it years ago. And or you're going to a gala or a big party. I know one year I went to Las Vegas and had fun with a very good friend of mine. She lived in California. I was here. We met in Las Vegas and had a fantastic time. Others have parties at home, and still others, you know, there are at church for the watch service and watching the year come in. Whatever way you watch 2016 come in, I want to say that it is my intention that you have the best year of your life next year in 2016. Now, this year was the best year of your life, but next year will be even better. Adding on as you learn to consciously create your life. I was reviewing some of the last few shows of the year and that I had, and I thought about a couple of others that I had earlier in the year. I didn't go all the way back to review, but, you know, I looked at how to have a big stress-free holiday, right? Budget, set your intention, and express gratitude is the big in having that holiday, and hopefully many of you did have that stress-free holiday. Do we own what we have, or are we merely stewards in looking at what we have in our life and what comes into our life and how do we handle that? How do we manage the things that are in our life? And I'm not just, at this moment, not talking just about finances and money, but people and relationships. You know, we are here to have relationships, to experience this body and the feeling and being with one another and experiencing different things in our lives. And when we consciously create and consciously create our lives in such a way that we bring joy to ourselves and to others, it helps our lives be much better. How you created your environment and how to change it. It's still the topic of conscious creation. What are you looking for? What are you looking at? How are you perceiving the world around you? You know, I had a couple guests this year. Karen Patel was transforming victim consciousness, her title being Shed Your Shackles, which is, you know, really mentally picturesque, because many times we are victims to our own thoughts. We are victims because we are not really working to change the way we perceive ourselves. Yes, you can be a victim of crime. You can be a victim of assault. But that is at that moment, at that time that it occurred. But so many times we hold on to that and we keep reliving it and reliving it, and this happened to me. Instead of saying, this happened to me and I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen again by protecting myself, taking self-defense classes, being a good steward of my money. If someone stole money from you, you do not have my poem. I remember, I am who I say I am. Understanding that you are who you say you are and you become that person that you think about as you. If you think that you are great at what you do, and you start working at it and becoming better and better and better, and you know that you need to work at making the necessary changes, you become great. I was reading a book yesterday, as a matter of fact, and the book is by Steve Harvey's Barber. All right. Name of the book is Steve Harvey's Barber Tells It All, and I'll be having him on the show. Hopefully, I'm going to be in touch with him. And one of the things he pointed out was about Michael Jordan, and that Michael Jordan came to practice 3 hours before everybody else did, and he was on that court practicing. He talked about a football player where the rest of the team was running sprints on the field. He ran sprints in the bleachers. Now, if you understand that, you're running flat on the field, but in the bleachers, you're going up and down, which is a harder workout. But by doing that, he became better and better and better. Ballerina, and Christy Copeland, she practiced. Now, she had natural talent, but if she did not practice and if she did not keep practicing, she would not be where she is today. So you are the creator of your life by the way you think. And that one slight edge of difference that you do above everyone else, you make your life. Nobody else makes it for you. You may have some circumstances that you are in, but there is a way to change that. But the first thing you have to do is change your life. My. So that is like a real short review of at least the last few months of the year, but we covered quite a few things during that year. And I wanted to talk about that just a little bit because I wanted to see where I've grown over the year, because I read more and more books. I attend more and more seminars and trainings so that I learn more, that I go more in depth in my knowledge, not just being shallow and just know things on the surface, but be in depth on that. And before I share things with you, I do them, and I have a crew of people who do them with me and report back whether it works for them or it didn't work, or they give me information so that we can tweak it or figure out why it didn't work for us and what can we do to make it simpler and easy to understand and easy to do. So as I share things with you, then know that they've been tested out first. Now, a lot has happened here in Texas and across the country this weekend. And thunderstorms, rain, floods, tornadoes, people have died because of the tornadoes and being caught in that. Homes and lives have been destroyed. And I look at the devastation and I send up my prayers to ask that what they have is restored to them, that their lives, they're healthy, that if they're injured, they heal quickly and easily, that the help they need comes to them, and that emotionally, for me, this is the important piece, emotionally and mentally, they are strong and they know that they can pick up, start all over again. For those who have lost loved ones, I ask that their hearts be covered and softened so that they can get through this trying time. No matter how you lose a loved one, whether it's through natural causes, illness, accident, weather, however it is always painful. It is always hard because we miss them. You know, I lost my mother in the early 80s, my dad in the late 80s, and I still think of them often and wish they were here with me. And I know in spirit that they are. So join me in just taking a moment out of your day today and set an intention by sending up a prayer for those across the country who have experienced devastation this weekend, and that their lives get restored to a higher and better level. And that is for the highest and best good for all involved. Now, that wasn't my normal meditation, but I think I want you to just take that moment later today and breathe in and out and just relax as you say your prayer. Okay, so today I was going to talk about how to set your intention for 2016. And you go, okay, Bev, you've been talking about all this other stuff. Let's get with it. Okay, we'll get with it. So don't stress yourself. That's my number one thing, is don't stress out over this thing called resolutions. You know, I did this, kind of did this show earlier in the year in January, so I'm getting started a little early this year. But don't get stressed out over the things that you thought you wanted to accomplish in 2015 and it didn't happen. Because there's a lot of things that I thought I wanted to do in 2015 and I didn't do. And when I look back on those things that, you know, I thought I wanted to do, they weren't a priority. And so understand that when you really don't do something, it's not a priority. If it is a priority, you have started it. You have been working on it. And maybe it didn't get completed this year, but if you've been working on it steadily and making progress and moving forward, then just keep working on it. And in 2016, your intention is to complete it and complete it to the best of your ability. Now, it may be something that might take a couple of years or several years. Some of the things that I'm working on are going to take a little bit of time. Other things came easily and showed up really quickly. But they weren't things that took a lot of time. So look at what you want to do. Now, you know, and I know, in the month of January, we're always talking about losing weight. So if that's on your agenda, then let's just say, how much weight do you want to lose, and in what manner do you want to lose it? But I also want you to sit down, and I heard this yesterday at service, sit down and see if you can write 50 reasons why you want to lose weight. 50 things that you internally really want to do. And what's that reason? If you want to quit smoking, if you want to learn a language, if you're putting those things on your intention list, then also write the reasons why you want to do it. Because if you do not have a big why that drives you, it's not going to happen. So if you're focused on it, if it's something that you really, really want in your life, then sit down and write those reasons why. You know, I want to lose weight because I've got clothes in my closet that don't fit. Okay, yeah, all right. And how long have they not fit? And how long have you said you were going to get into them? Sometimes that's not a good reason. I want to lose weight because my blood pressure will go down. I will take my diabetes under control. I need to see if I have food allergies because I have fibromyalgia. I've learned that by changing my eating habits, I can take care of my arthritis or my lupus or my other issues going on. That's why I want to lose weight. And then go on from that. Those are good reasons there, but what else? Because many people have said those things, but they still didn't lose weight. And so I see I have a caller from 8917. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, I just want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
And to let you know that I've really enjoyed your program thus far. And I don't have a question or anything, but I do just want to make a comment to your listening audience, if I may.
Okay.
May I do that?
Yes, you may.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I've had the opportunity to listen to Mrs. Beverly Fells-Jones, and I've actually used some of the things that she suggested, and it has worked for me amazingly. So I just want to suggest to your audience to please give it an opportunity. I think you will find it most rewarding. So I just want to thank you, Ms. Jones, at this time for the things that you've submitted into my life. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling this morning. And I'm going to put you back on hold, but I really appreciate the fact that you said that. It always makes me feel good to know that the things that I talk about helps others.
Yes, you're most welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's always good to know those things. So let me get back to the setting your intentions for 2016. You know, you're going to focus on the things in your life that you really want to change. Have you defined what it is that you desire and made the commitment to take the required actions as they're presented to you? Remember, if you do not take the actions, nothing's going to happen. Now, some things show up and you didn't have to do anything. It seems like it just came out of the air, right? You set the intention, you asked for what you desired, and it showed up. But there's some things you've got to work toward, just like I talked about losing weight. If you wanted to get stronger and start walking and building muscle, then there's things you have to do. Learning that language, you've got to go either to a class or you get the CD and you start, or going online and you start practicing and learning that language. When you want things to change, when you want a relationship to change, then, of course, there are things that you have to do. But the first thing you have to do is change yourself. You've got to change the way you think about the relationship. You've got to change the way you think about the person. If you're having a difficulty with a sibling, because you all always seem to butt heads. Well, what is that? What is the triggers within that relationship that cause you to bump heads? We had one lady who had a difficult relationship with her mother. Her mother was very overbearing. Mother had a lot of money, and therefore she used money as a weapon. And when the young lady, well, not younger, but a little older, when she decided to change her attitude about the money, changed her attitude about what she really wanted in the relationship with her mother, she changed how she reacted to the things her mother said and did. And as she changed how she reacted, her mother changed. So imagine mom saying, well, I'll buy you this if you do this. And it was something that she really didn't want to do. And she told her mother it was okay. You know, this is not something that I want to do. And it really goes against what I believe. And so I'm not going to do it. Now, the first time she did that, you know, her mother was shocked, of course. She did it again with something else, and the daughter said, okay, I'll do that for you, but I don't need what you're saying you're going to give me. Over a period of time, as the daughter stood up for her beliefs and what she wanted and did not allow her mother to use money to manipulate her or to use threats to manipulate her, her mother's attitude began to change. So you think about some of those relationships you have at work, at home, in organizations, wherever it is, what is the trigger for you that causes you to react? And think about a different way to react. Set your intention that if there's a relationship you want to change, that you will go through the process of changing yourself first. What I want you to do is to visualize what it will feel like and look like when you have what you have set your intention for. I'm going to give you one more thing before I leave today, and that's in January. I've seen this a number of times, and I think it's a good idea if you want to do this, and that's start the year with an empty jar. Each week, add a note with a good thing that happened, all right? So January, find yourself a nice big mason jar or a big bowl, that would work also. And just each week is something good that happened, right? I found $5 on the ground, right? A surprise. I got a promotion. Or, you know, I went to the store and I found that special piece of clothing I've been looking for. I had a good relationship with my dad this week. My kid cleaned his room. Whatever it is that made you feel good, write a note. And it doesn't have to be just once a week. It can be whenever anything great happens for you. So New Year's Eve, start with the empty jar, and then starting on New Year's Day and that week, just add a note. And when you're feeling bad or feeling low, just take out one of the notes and read it. Or at the end of the year, read it. Because it'll let you know that good things are happening to you throughout the year. I want to thank you for listening to me this year and being with me. I truly do appreciate you. I appreciate you spending your time with me each week. It is my pleasure to share with you the things I've learned, to share with you when I have on the show so that they can share their wisdom with you. So I want you to have a wonderful, fantastic, happy New Year. As you have believed, let it be done to you, and it is so.
Thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind EFT mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. and it is so.